Hello, everybody. My name is Dan Winkler, and this is Mouth to Mouth, Toronto's favorite debate-style show, in which we tackle hardcore some of those issues that rattle your brains. Picked up a paper the other day. Couldn't help but notice that there was a 63-year-old lady who had a baby. Now, aside from the fact I think it's kind of gross, there is a moral issue involved. Should 63-year-old people be having babies? So we're here to tackle that. And to tackle that issue, we've come up with something else. We found in Beamsville that there's something very similar to this involving dolphins. We have Peter Rosin and Johnson Mack with me. Johnson Mack of the Aquatown Family Amusement Area in Beamsville. How are you doing today, Johnson?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
We're glad to have you. How is the AFAA doing?
It's doing splendidly. We're pumping out dolphins as fast as we can. We have a tremendous product that we're placing on the market for kids, for fathers, for mothers, and everybody in between.
And that is flippers.
That's right.
You're training endless amounts of flippers. You're breeding endless amounts of flippers.
We breed dolphins, and specifically we breed the flipper dolphin.
Now, what is that?
The flipper dolphin?
Yeah.
The flipper dolphin is a fantastic dolphin that flips, it does tricks, it plays with the ball, it eats fish.
It's like the flipper dolphin that you would think of when you say flipper.
Exactly.
And it's trained by the original flipper trainer.
That's right, Skippy Marlin.
Awesome. All right, and we've got Peter Rosin.
Hello there.
How are you doing today, Peter?
I'm well, thank you.
Great. What do you do?
Well,
Aquatic Mammal Preservation.
Yeah, I'm with the Aquatic Mammal Preservation Society, and we promote the safe treatment and handling and growth of all aquatic mammals, namely dolphins, but also whales.
And what have you saved recently?
What have we saved?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we don't get a lot of hands-on things, but I mean, we have fundraisers, and we print T-shirts, and we do fun runs to raise money. Three-legged races, that sort of thing, for okay. aquatic mammals.
Okay. So what is the issue here? You don't like the flipper training?
Well, I enjoy the flipper show. I will be the first to admit I have applauded and stood and cheered. I like to sit in the splash zone at Aquatown. Mm-hmm. I'm
a fan of the giant water guns, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun.
Knock you off your
Very
feet.
Fun. But Skippy Marlin, the trainer, he has trained the original flipper, but he is getting on in years. I don't know his exact age, but he's probably over 80.
He's 97.
97. You see, they're breeding dolphins constantly, and this man will die soon. I'm sorry to say. And when he does, what will you do with those dolphins?
What will we do with those dolphins? I don't think that's really important. What's important is that Skippy is still alive. Skippy Marlin is still alive, still in the picture of health, mind you, still drives to and from his hut on the campus to the site, the amusement area, every morning. He's training these dolphins spectacularly. We're breeding flipper dolphins at a tremendous rate. And it's really not that big of an issue that if he dies.
But I think this is a very important issue. Trainless dolphins are mm-hmm. of no use to Aquatown Family Amusement Area.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. They're absolutely
right? if they can't jump and flip.
Yes.
And we need
I imagine they'll just be wasted dolphins.
Yes.
We need to preserve them. We need to preserve them and make sure that they are growing up in an appropriate environment. And I don't believe they will. I think this next generation of dolphins that you are breeding will grow up without use, and who knows who you're going to ship them off to.
We'll find a use for them. To say that these dolphins will have no use is an utter fallacy. They'll have plenty of uses.
Okay, well, may I then ask to hear what your proposed ideas are? You must be ready for that occurrence, because it could happen at any moment.
Mm-hmm. We could sell them to the military as mine detectors. We could use them for blind people when they swim. They could be trained as seeing eye dolphins for swimmers. We could also use them for foodstuffs.
I didn't want to necessarily say anything, but I think you've forced me to. I have put together about 15 people, and we are organizing a fun run to boycott Aquatown. Until you do something about your dolphin situation, find a new trainer.
A 15-person fun run.
Yes, a fun run. And we're getting donations all across Beamsville and the supporting boroughs.
Hmm. I'm gonna launch a 45 dolphin flip-a-thon that will easily crush your 15-person fun run, my friend.
We have a caller on the line right now with some insight into this issue. Hello, caller.
Hi.
How are you doing today? Welcome to Mouth to Mouth.
I just wanted to say I love your show.
Oh, thank you. What is your name?
Mandy Burnham.
Hi, Mandy Burnham.
Hi.
So what do you want to say?
I just wanted to ask Johnson if he had considered at all branching out into developing other animals who also used to be part of television shows like Curious George or Shamu or, you know, other animals such as those.
That's a really good question.
Littlest Hobo?
Yes.
The Smurfs?
Yes, because I like bringing my family to the Aquatown family entertainment area, and I just thought that it would be nice for them to experience other animals who used to be in television shows that I remember from my childhood.
Sure. Well, there's two criteria that are very important to fit into the Aquatown family amusement area kind of idea of what an animal entertainer is. The first thing is they have to be able to swim, and the second thing is they have to be able to flip. So if you have an animal in mind that is either that fits those criteria, or you believe we could make fit that criteria, if you believe that Skippy Marlin could actually train a dog to swim and flip in the water, then we'd be more than happy to have Jiggy, the flipping swimming dog.
But don't you see, when Marlin passes on, when Mr. Marlin passes on eventually, your dolphins won't be able to flip. No one will train them to flip. You will have swimmers. Your half of your entire criteria won't exist. You'll have to shut down.
Skippy Marlin is not going to die.
He will.
No.
We're all mortals, sir.
We've already cryogenically frozen his body, and only his brain is alive, and his mouth, and he's still training. He's going to go on for a very, very long time.
What happens in the summer thaw?
Double the shows at half price at Aquatown Family Amusement Area. Coming soon, Jiggy the flipping swimming dog.
All right, we've got another caller on the line. We have another moment for another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Skippy.
Hey, Skippy.
Skippy Marlin.
Hi, Skippy Marlin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Skips.
Hey.
How you doing? What's going on? Add some fodder.
I just want to die.
Sounds awful.
Well, well, well.
Is this how he trains dolphins?
This is not really. In Canada, we still do not have a euthanasia law. He does not get to choose to die. He'll die when he's good and ready to die. He's obviously not good and ready to die yet. So he will keep making those flippers as long as I am the head PR man for Aquatown Family Amusement Area.
You, sir, have no decency. This man, listen to this man.
You, sir, do not know the price of entertainment.
I know the price. It's $14.95 for admission and $2 to see the family flip hour.
All right, thanks for calling in, Skippy.
Kill me.
Keep it going, Skips.
No. Can't wait till the next show. All right, that was Skippy Marlin calling in from the Aquatown Family Amusement Area, presumably. He is not that mobile. Gentlemen, we're running out of time, so let's get a final word from each of you to sum up. One word. Just one.
Fun run.
Dog flip.
Those are great words. I think they're both hyphenated, so I'll take them. I'm going to have to go with dog flip because it's just more entertaining to watch. And I would definitely pay $14.95 for a dog flip rather than the fun run. So
come on down. Come on down to Aquatown Family Amusement Area. We'll let you in
for free. Flip. So it's okay for the dog flips, which means it's okay for the 63-year-old lady to make babies.
I just want to say to go to aquaticmammalpreservationsociety.org and join the fun run.
Dog flip.